Let's talk about the Redwood County Commissioners meeting. Last one for the month of March. County Commissioner Ted Ganz, how you doing?
Doing good, Rich, and yourself?
I'm doing good. You look good. Like you've been out scooping snow this morning.
Yeah. We didn't get quite what we thought they thought we would, which is kind of a blessing. Like I said, we need the moisture, but that wind was atrocious, and if we would have got more snow with it, it would have been a blizzard, whiteout conditions for sure.
Yeah, we'll take what we have. That's all
Yep. We'll hopefully from here on out, it'll be in the form of rain.
Exactly,
so
right.
That's the hope anyway.
It was the last meeting for the county commissioners for the month of March. We'll start first. Anything on citizens' comments?
Nope. Nobody was present yesterday, Rich. It was pretty quiet up there.
I bet it was. Yeah, there probably not a lot of people out.
No, exactly.
Review miscellaneous accounts payable, payroll claims.
Yep, we did that as well.
Board of Equalization meeting?
Yeah, nothing for the Board of Equalization. It was just on the agenda just in case, but we didn't have anything in that area there.
Board of Commissioners meeting reconvened after that, declaring an emergency to replace a bridge.
Yeah, this one we visited last time, but it's a bridge down by Lebanon. It's on Road 404 down there, and it's a wooden bridge, Rich, and Miller & Associates, they intend on downgrading that bridge to needing repaired and replaced, and it's pretty tough. You know, there's a lot of spots. You know, a lot of bridges within the county that are pretty good shape. In this case, this one's pretty tough. And so we declared an emergency. We also, in large part, too, I mean, just for the general public's sake, but also we approved, or the board, Planning and Zoning Board, and then the Board of Commissioners approved a livestock feeding operation up there that's going to be a fairly substantial size operation. And so we have a feeling there's going to be some truck traffic on that road. So we thought it'd be best to get that taken care of. And so we voted to replace that bridge, and right now I'm in the process of getting some numbers together, and hopefully if everything goes well, we'll have that bridge replaced by this coming fall. So, yes, sir.
And the discussion with some other road repairs, anything else there?
Yeah, well, we tabled the matter for the crack sealing our last meeting, and so we revisited that, and so we kind of talked back and forth. We reviewed the bids and from B&H and Shellco Paving, and you wouldn't know it from yesterday, but you know it is the prior to that, the warming effect that we've been having. A lot of those cracks are starting to close down from where they had been back in, you know, say December, when it was probably reaching its peak of cold in the asphalt and was colder yet. So we elected to just for this year reject those bids and hold off on doing that project. However, nothing set in stone, but we did also visit. We're looking at, you're looking through these bids and again, not all the roads were bid just because of their condition, by one vendor. But you know, one of them was for $82,000 and the other one was $300,000+. And so we started looking into other options. And one thing that, you know, comes up is you can buy a brand new, and I'm not saying that's the route we're going to go, but you can buy a brand new trailer, crack sealing trailer, minus the material, for $100,000. So, you know, and generally speaking, this year the weather was pretty fair in the wintertime, so our road crews could stay out and blade and keep those roads up. But some years it's impossible. So we figured we're thinking about possibly purchasing a trailer and then having our road crews do our own crack sealing in the future. We haven't made any final decisions on that or anything. We just discussed it yesterday, and so we'll keep looking into that. But as it stands, we rejected the bids for the crack sealing this year.
Doug Terry with information on storm sewer drainage.
Yeah. This came up probably about a month ago. In fact, I received a couple phone calls in regards to water drainage down on Federal Avenue and Road 715. So that's just here south of town where it goes under the railroad tracks and then South Street splits off and goes east. There was a couple residents down there that were stating that the storm sewer runoff was coming down there and flooding their basement and their stagnant water. And then another landowner was saying that a lot of trash and debris was getting deposited on their property. And so I had Doug Terry, the county surveyor, kind of look into exactly what the situation was down there and what those drainages, who had rights to those drainages and so forth. And so we discussed that, and basically as it stands, it's looking like it doesn't show any easements through there or anything like that. So this is going to be a topic I believe I'll probably end up we'll probably be in contact with the city and discussing that, because a lot of this water is coming out of the city's storm sewer water. Mm-hmm. So basically runoff from rainwater and so forth off the city streets. And so we just wanted to clarify that. And we did send our road crew out there, you know, to do our part. You know, in essence, the county has 66 feet basically of the roadway on either 33 feet on either side, or so they have what we have the ability to, you know, do road work there. And so we're kind of responsible for the ditches adjacent to the roadways. And so our road crews went out there and cleared some of the ditches, widened them out, deepened them out, and then also cleared some culverts down in that area to kind of help with some water flow. But I'm sure that we're going to end up probably revisiting this subject for sure. So, but we had that. Doug was added to the agenda there, kind of last minute deal mm-hmm. there. So,
consent agenda had a couple of items there as well.
Yeah, we approved the minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners and Board of Equalization meeting. That was item number one. Item number two was we approved miscellaneous accounts payable and payroll claims. So it's payroll time for the county. We approved $337,015.59. Then also, we item number three was moved our board meeting to May 20th due to Memorial Day, the holiday. So we just moved that. That's kind of a housekeeping item there. And then item number four was authorized chairman's signature on zoning administrator agreement. This was the agreement between Miller and Associates and the county. And so we did renew that agreement. That agreement did go up from $500 a month to $650 a month. Item number five was we appointed Luke Bordner, Jessica Bordner, Patty Eisenach, and Tyler Esch to the Extension Board, terms to expire December 31st of 2026. Those folks replaced Kay Oltmer, Robert Tigner, Stacy Blomstead, and Tammy Solomon. And so then item number six was authorized chairman's signature on oversized load permit for J.B. Hunt Transportation. This is the J.B. Hunt is bringing in some stringers for a building, and very large building, in fact. So we approved that. And then also authorized chairman's signature on county road occupancy permit for MPPD. This work is going to be about north of Indianola. They are just burying a line, their electrical line. So we approved all seven items on the consent agenda, Rich, and that pretty much wrapped up our meeting. It was a relatively light mm-hmm. agenda. We adjourned at about 10:02 yesterday, and so it was pretty light.
Pretty quick.
Yeah, absolutely.
Next meeting is going to be held on April the 8th, you said?
April the 8th. Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Very good. And again, county commissioners meetings always open to the public. Come on in and watch.
Absolutely. Yeah, like I say, we're encouraging, if you got any comments, questions, or concerns, stop up, give us a call. You bet.
Sure, some of those county roads, as we know somebody who lives on in a county, are probably, uh-huh. you know, they had to move a little snow, didn't they?
They had probably a little bit of snow. The east-west roads had probably been the worst part, probably a little more drifting with those winds. But, again, we're pretty fortunate we didn't get what they were calling for sure. In the regards of traffic and roads, we need the moisture. But, like I said, I hope it just comes in the form of rain from here on out.
Me too.
You bet.
Too.